You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show as I'm coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations. I am your host, Mark White, and I would like to thank, off the top, Paul Berry with Foster Coalition for connecting Tom Freeman and myself. Tom Freeman is with Mastermind Group, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Tom.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate you having us today.
Glad to have you. You said this is a concept that's been around for a while, but you're trying to put some energy into it.
That's right. That's right. I've been collaborating with a friend of mine, Chris Taylor, who is the connection to Paul, you know, Barry for us. And so we got to talking a little bit about sharing our vision for what we want to do for young business and entrepreneur leaders in, you know, Alabama. And we just wanted to just come to talk a little bit about what the benefits of what we think mastermind groups can do to the business community.
Going back to the longevity of mastermind, what's the concept? What's the idea here?
Yeah. So generally, the idea is that groups of people coming together to collaborate and innovate do several things to a single business owner. It gives them a place where they can come and collaborate, seek accountability, indeed innovate. Probably one of the first, modern innovators in U.S. history, Benjamin Franklin's probably attributed to one of the first mastermind, or probably one of the first people that we associate with mastermind, creating a mastermind group of people. One of the greatest inventors in our country's history. Masterminded with groups of men that they would collaborate. And ultimately the idea being just, how can I innovate? How can I think of things that I might not otherwise think of on my own? But if I collaborate with other men who have other ideas and are pursuing different avenues, then we generate a synergy, if you will, that creates momentum and also innovation. One of probably the most popular, you know, mastermind groups was started by Henry Ford, and he approached Harvey Firestone, and you know the history of both of those companies and how big they are. Well, indeed, one of the probably most of the most influential men in the Industrial Revolution collaborated with each other. You think of Andrew Carnegie, you think of the Rockefellers, you think of all these men, and some of these men had their own board of advisors. So essentially the concept is that you might be an individual business owner, but you don't have a large team built yet in your organization, but you do want a board of advisors built around you. And Napoleon Hill really kind of galvanized this idea when he interviewed the top 100 business leaders in America, and he asked them, what are your top habits of the most successful leaders in the world? And guess what? Mastermind groups was one of those concepts. So they've been around for a long time. We just have come together. We feel like we have some unique skill sets that we bring to the table that help us be great facilitators of the mastermind group concept. So that's what we want to do.
When we think about Paul Berry and Foster Coalition, where does this fit in what Paul does?
Yeah. Well, Chris and Paul had a connection through the financial services industry that they were, you know, a part of. And so we began to share our vision of what we wanted to do to bring kingdom dynamics to the business world. And he was began to share with us of his Foster Coalition of the vision he had for that. And so we began to kind of talk amongst ourselves and realize, hey, we need influence to help bring credibility to our ability to bring mastermind groups together. And he is looking for partnership from the business community to help support, you know, the Foster initiatives in Alabama. So our hearts seem to be aligned because we want to, one of the principles that we want to infuse into the business leaders in their businesses is just the core principles of what are you for? What are you for? And in this day and age with the, you know, millennial generation and beyond coming into the workforce, they not only need to know what their function is in their job, but they also have this sense of wanting to connect purpose to the workplace. And so this gives us an opportunity to find a for. What are you for? And so it gives us an opportunity to help other companies that want to impact, you know, a more benevolent cause to integrate their purpose of their business, not necessarily just financial, but also humanitarian. And so it gives us a great for, you know, to work for.
What led you to mastermind groups?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I guess it kind of goes back to kind of the principles of fellowship and that we have some core values that help us understand that I believe that man is given certain needs in life. I mean, the need for oxygen. Zig Ziglar, you know, talks about money in certain degrees to say that, you know, money's not everything. But money is kind of important. I mean, you kind of need it to live, kind of like oxygen. So I guess what led me to the concept of mastermind is kind of years of study. I come from an engineering background, but I also come from a sales background. So I've been fortunate or maybe unfortunate to have worked in seven different industries throughout my 25-year career. And as someone who has studied a lot of different industries, I understand the benefit of collaboration. But beyond that, a more spiritual perspective might be, I have also witnessed the power of fellowship. And there's a synergy that occurs. There's an accountability that occurs when you meet together with other men. And what is it? The Bible says a cord of three strands is not easily broken. So there's principles that are defined, you know, that we live with. And so that's kind of my heartbeat for this. Being in sales and being somebody who's always been a student of leadership and sales, kind of informs me on being a facilitator. And so I have a unique personality that gives me the ability to relate to the four predominant personality styles. Well, I not only have been trained in the art and science of understanding how to communicate to that, I genuinely am interested in all four, you know, personality styles, because if you do my test, I'm right on the bullseye. Hmm. So that gives me a genuine interest in your business and what you do. But more importantly, I like to take that information and process it and network it to help you get the most out of what your skill set is. So that's kind of where my background comes from. Chris Taylor, who I'm collaborating with, has more of a ministry background that comes out of, he's got a degree in educational psychology and counseling. And so he's been coaching, business coaching for a while, and he has seen the benefits of collaboration as well. And the power that, you know, men coming together can accomplish more together than they might be able to accomplish one-on-one. And the unique thing that business masterminds bring together, it's a little different than coaching because you're working more in a group atmosphere. And in a group atmosphere, you can benefit from the synergy, the innovation, the thinking as a group, and also the accountability that comes with that, that can empower you to do things and have a reassurance of other men that agree with you, affirm, you know, the direction that you're going, and help thrust you forward. But oftentimes that also leads into a more, some folks work better on a one-on-one accountability relationship. And that's where the coaching side of things that we're going to be engaging in as well can come into that. Now, the benefits of the coaching is that you can get a little bit more granular, I should say, into the specifics of two areas that we try to focus on with coaching. One is mindset, taking an inside-out approach. And then one is more systemizing the mechanics of the business. How do we walk you through the six critical steps that every business has but needs to be in place for you to actually facilitate growth in your business? So again, oftentimes we find that mastermind groups create collaboration, one member to the other, and sometimes it leads into a discovery of, hey, I need a little bit more focused help on this. And then so that kind of can facilitate a period of, you know, personal coaching that can help them through obstacles.
And there are a lot of people who have to get into the right mindset to adopt the concept of mastermind groups. They may not necessarily be in a position right now, but there are certain steps they could take to be in a position to say, I want to synergize with people. I want to come together with people. But they have to get past a few hurdles sometimes, especially if we're talking about in the foster community, young people who've had some major challenges, to rein them in and say, this is how you can take your life and change the course of it and your path.
That's right. Absolutely. And that's a great point you make there, because oftentimes, you know, it starts with a conversation. You know, it starts with a discovery conversation. What do you do? And then, you know, how do you do it? What are your goals? Where do you want to go from here? And we start that discovery process. And sometimes we learn that, you know, sometimes people just aren't even in a frame of mind where they're ready to receive coaching. And if that's the way it is, if that's the, you know, the way they are, if that's a place where they are in their life, then sometimes we have to just backtrack and say, hey, you know what? You know, this might not be something that you're ready to hear right now. But for those who are, you know, we can come alongside of them and say, hey, see that you're working in your business, but do you have goals to work on your business, to transition from technician to owner? You know, to be the business person that can leave the business and the business keep operating, versus the guy who's doing all the components of the business. And if he leaves, the business folds in. So that's where we want to come along and help them think through areas where they might discern, you know what, I'm just a glorified technician that has a lot of relationships that's working for myself, but I want to systemize this approach that I'm doing and turn it into something that I can train other people how to do what I do and then empower them. See, that's where we feel like we begin to have the opportunity to bring other people into our business, and then we can help a person understand not just how to make that transition from working in our business to working on our business, but we can then empower them to work and engage in the people that they bring into their business. Thereby, they begin to build their small kingdoms. And guess what? Those small kingdoms turn into kingdoms that empower and actually benefit other kingdoms that they might come in contact with.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Tom Freeman here at Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations. Tom is sharing about mastermind groups. I thank my friend Paul Berry for connecting us with Foster Coalition, and I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation and have a call to action in the next segment. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama. Glad to be here and glad to have with me Tom Freeman with Mastermind Groups. Welcome back to the show, Tom.
Hey, thanks for having us. Thank you.
Good segment, last segment, and we talked about some of the higher points of Mastermind Groups. You were talking about the mindset, and there's several steps and several points to that, to take those steps to have successful ventures.
Right. So yeah, there are several components that go into understanding your business, and some of those steps, for instance, might be, you know, do I have a team? If I have a team, do I have a team that is all looking in the same direction? Do I have a team that understands the purpose statement of where we're going? Do I have a team that buys into that? Do I have an organization set up that is structured in such a way that there is implicit accountability in that structure? Is that accountability something that the people in the certain seats that they're in within the business are aware of and are accountable to. Are the people on my team even in the right seats, so to speak? And then, so those are the kinds of things that we help an organization understand. What are the rocks, so to speak? What are the points of responsibility in the business? Because if we don't have a clear understanding of that, well, we're all working in different directions. One guy might be rowing, you know, to the right, and one manager might be rowing to the left. But our goal is to get everybody synchronized to rowing in the right direction. And are they connected to the vision, you know, of your business? So these are some of the topics that we'll bring to a mastermind group to help them understand best practices for, you know, running your business. And indeed, there might be obstacles that you and your business might be struggling with, but your business contemporary over here might have already implemented a structure that he can then share with the other person in the group. Is there a resource, for instance, that you have found that has helped you streamline your business operation that the, you know, contemporary across the table may not be aware of? So these are some examples of how the synergy of the group can be, you know, become empowering. For instance, we had a cabinetry maker in one of our groups, and we had an interior repair, automotive repair company sitting across the table. That interior repair company sells floor mats. They made a sale to the folks up in Red Bay, Alabama, the Allegro Bay RV people. Well, the next thing you know, he finds out, well, Allegro Bay's looking for cabinetry makers to make cabinetry inside their, you know, their new vans that they've just procured from Mercedes. Well, guess what? He put that business in touch with the cabinetry maker across the table. Next thing you know, cabinetry maker has a $1 million deal to collaborate with the contact that his colleague or his business contemporary had across the table. So that's an example of how the synergy of a business collaboration group comes together. You know, they complement each other, but they have connections to certain industries that you may not have a connection to, but you want to have a connection to. And so this is sort of the beauty of the magic, we call it, that happens in a group. And my job as a facilitator is to bring the structure and to bring the programming and facilitate the dialogue, because I don't ever want to be the star of the show of these groups. I want the participants, the business owners in the group, to be the star of the show, because that collaboration that begins to happen across the table, that is what it's all about. That's the star of the show. And that's what we want to take that approach, that we become quiet so they get to become, you know, loud in their innovation for each other.
Networking has been a key in my life to pull people together and to find resources and tools for people. And that's exactly what you're describing, mm-hmm. is people who network together and then they're able to help each other. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. If someone has already been through some point in their business that they could then tell another person, you might want to try this. This didn't work for me. You might want to try it this way, because once I tried this, it worked out better. That's exactly what you're talking about.
That's right. I mean, you can imagine sitting in your office and thinking to yourself, goodness, there's 5 different vendors I can go to for this solution in my business. Or I could be sitting at a table with 6 or 8 other business contemporaries, and I could bring those to them and offer these 4 vendors that might be a solution to my business and get perspective from them. Oh, I've used this one, and I've used that one. And 5 out of the 6 other folks in the group, they've used this one, and they've realized there's pitfalls to this one, but this one's not. Again, the synergy of connection is really what makes these groups so powerful. And you can see how it can streamline your operation. It can bring efficiency to your evaluation process to help your business grow and indeed speed up the process of your growth and your ability to break through barriers that maybe you would possibly still break through, but it would take a lot more singular work. Well, the more time you're spending on that singular work that you could be getting collaboration from expedites the, you know, the success that you can get. And that's kind of what we want to bring to the table.
Let's talk about the mastermind groups that currently exist and maybe groups that can form for people to come together in North Alabama, Central Alabama, South Alabama, around the region in Tennessee and Mississippi and Georgia and those places where people are listening right now and think, I would love to pull something like this together.
Right. Well, that's a great question. I appreciate you asking that, because the fact of the matter is there are really different flavors of mastermind groups. There are mastermind groups that can collaborate around a central industry. You might be in a business where you're thinking to get to yourself, I want to bring together five other contemporaries that are in my industry, and let's put our minds together to see how we can all grow faster. Or you have a variety of different industries in your mastermind group, all centered around a particular, you know, growth mindset. You're of a certain size in business, but you want to grow to the next level. Well, we'll congregate a group of men or women, whomever business owners are, to try to facilitate that next step in their business. If you are an individual business owner and you have four or five other contemporaries that are in or related to your industry that you want to collaborate with, reach out to us. We will bring the structure. We will bring the business coaching components, and we will bring the synergy together. That's our job. We're facilitators. We have experience and nuance in helping not only facilitate discussion, but facilitate networking. You know, we're going to be the ones that get to know each individual member of the group, understand what your specialties are, what your efficiencies are, so that we can be helpful in connecting the team. You know, sometimes it's a matter of, you know, you have this question, you have this skill across the table. Why don't you guys get together during the off time and have a one-on-one and connect with each other? So we're kind of the air traffic controller, if you will. We don't feel like we have to be the smartest men in the room, but we do feel like we have to be the best connectors in the room. And that's where our skills lie, in that, you know, connecting and facilitating. So that's the only strength we bring to the table, but we feel like it's very compelling when we allow a lot of brilliant men to come together and borrow from each other's strength.
So how can people connect with mastermind groups?
Yeah, that's a great question. Chris and I are actually formulating a new LLC now. We're going to call it Mark Makers LLC, because we want to make you help you hit your mark. In the formation of that, though, currently we have two individual businesses. I have a speaking and consulting business that I call Connect Energy. If anybody wants to go get a picture of my ugly mug, they can go to my website, and it's called connectenergy.com. The way that is spelled is, if you took the word connect and synergy and you spliced them together and dropped that S, Connect Energy with the YNERG.com. That's my website. I have a request a meeting with me page on that website that you can fill out your information, and it sends me an email. My personal email address is just tomfreemancoach@gmail.com. And if you want to get a flavor of Chris Taylor, he has his own entity as well called bridgeworktoprofit.com. That's his website if you want to learn more about what he does and the kind of coaching that he does. And his email address is chris@bridgeworkmentoring.com. So those are the two ways that you can connect to us. Send us an email, give us a call. You'll see, you know, our connection information on our websites. And we'd love to just start the discussion of evaluating, hey, is this right for you? Is maybe more of a coaching relationship the right thing to start with? Or would you like to formulate your own group, and we'll bring the structure and we'll help you build it, and we'll tell you about how that works. We are putting together a luncheon February 28th down in Birmingham. Details to follow.
Okay.
On the 28th, because we really hope to get another mastermind group started probably by the end of March is what we're targeting right now. But if they want to reach out to us to get more information, we'll put them on our email list and be sure to reach out.
And if you let me know more about the luncheon, I'll certainly promote that through the Mark White Show and let people know what's coming up. I'd love to see more of these groups formed here in this area and beyond.
Absolutely. You know, they're really growing across the country because people are realizing, you know, sadly in the culture that we're evolving into, there's less and less connection, you know, personal connection. So these groups are becoming, I think, more necessary as we see, you know, the need for these things to arise.
Tom Freeman, thank you for sharing about mastermind groups today here on the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate the opportunity to share our vision with business owners.
Excellent. Folks, you heard it here, Tom Freeman, mastermind groups. Get more information and form a group where you are, and I hope that you succeed in whatever endeavor you are trying to achieve, whatever goal you have set for yourself to be successful. When we come back, we're going to take you to Danville High School, where we're going to recognize a very special teacher at Danville High School. My brother Eric had mentioned her to me. It's Miss Emma White, and you're going to hear us in Danville High School surprising Miss Emma White at the school and Eric being able to share what she has meant to him in his life. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can sing
rainbow, sing rainbow,
sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
My goodness, this is...
I can sing the rain.
Excuse me.
He wondered if you would remember him.
Yes, I do. Oh my goodness, I'm so nervous.
Well, I brought you some flowers.
Oh my God, thank you.
Gift card to Publix.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because I was telling my brother the other day, I was like, yeah, out of all the schools I've been to, you know, traveling and being in different places. And then when I was in the boys' ranch, I said, I remember Emma White.
Yes. Oh my God.
She was the greatest teacher I ever had. And I said, I couldn't forget her because, I mean, you were an impact on my life even, you know, for that short time I met you.
Oh, thank you so much. God, I love you. We had very good times back then, too. This is such a surprise. Thank you so much. This is so wonderful. Oh, my goodness.
We were painting my wife's new business, and he started talking about you, and I said, why don't we just go recognize her? And we set this up to be able to surprise you. I love my brother Eric, and I was raised by my grandparents.
Yes.
And he was unable to be raised by them, and he was sent to the boys' ranch. And it was something special to him to be able to recognize you today. And we wanted to do that and honor you and your years of teaching.
Oh, my God.
And what you did as a student.
Yeah, I wondered if you were still working at the school.
Yes. I'm older than old, but I'm still here.
Y'all hug one more time.
Eric was always so sweet, and we just had wonderful times. We could always talk to each other. It was just always wonderful. And he always, if ever he needed to talk, he always came to me. And it was such a blessing. Oh, my God. So when I looked over and saw him, I could not believe, you know, because he's a little man now, you know. Oh, my goodness. This is such a surprise. Y'all, please forgive me, but I just can't. Oh, my goodness.
I've got a microphone there.
Okay.
Well. If you want to grab that, what I want to do is just talk to you just a second about what this means to you.
Okay.
Students and what they mean to you.
Okay. Okay.
I remember so many different students that were not even in her class anymore would come in just to talk to her about things that were going on in their life, because I'd be sitting in there talking to her, and then different people would show up from other classes, and I already moved on to other grades, and they would still be coming back every day to talk to her and things, because she was just always open and ready to listen to whatever we had going on. And we didn't get that a lot from, there was a lot of people that we've had throughout our life that we never got that from.
This is a very special moment here at Danville High School for you listening. We wanted to recognize Miss Emma White, thanks to my brother telling me that he wanted to recognize her. We're here at the school today. And Miss White, what does this mean to you to have a student come back after all these years and let you know how important you were in their life?
Well, first of all, I really feel blown away, and I feel honored, because, you know, for Eric to come back and to let me know that he loved me, it just makes me feel like I'm on top of the world. You know, it's such a blessing, because, you know, people don't have to love you. They don't have to, but when they do, it's such a good feeling, and I just feel so blessed right now. I feel special, and I feel blessed.
And Eric, it was such a short time that you were here, but she made such an impact on your life. What was it that Miss White did that left such a mark on you?
Out of everybody, out of different teachers and different people I experienced throughout my childhood, she was just open, you know, very open, very welcoming. She never gave me a hard time when I would struggle with something. She was always, she'd be ready to find the problem and assist in it. And then, you know, just beyond, like I was saying a while ago, where I dealt with, you know, problems in my life, I always felt like I had somebody to talk to through my teacher, which I didn't get from other teachers throughout the years. And then I noticed days that I would be sitting there talking that other students that had already moved on from her class to other grades would come back and do the same thing. It was just, she was just so warm, open, welcoming. Her personality was just very loving and kind and caring, and you know, it showed that she actually did care about us, you know, her students and things like that. So I always never forgot. I mean, even the short time I was here, I was probably here 4 or 5 months. I don't even know. It might have been longer.
It was about 5 months.
Wow.
Yeah, and just, it was just always, I knew I could have someone to talk to if there was something going on and things and, you know, classes. She just made coming to school enjoyable.
What a great example you have set. And you set the bar pretty high, because if Eric remembers you, you did something good. And I told Eric on the way over here that I really, what I wanted to do was create the Emma White Award. And so we're going to create the Emma White Award as we recognize teachers. Oh, it's going to be the Emma White Award moving forward, okay?
Oh, my God.
Thank you. You're welcome. Eric loves you and cares about you and wanted to be able to do this today. And I'm so glad that we could pull it together, thanks to the school administration, to come over here and recognize you as a very special teacher to Eric.
Well, thank you so very, Eric, thank you so much. You have made an everlasting mark on me now. I tell you, it's such a blessing. You know, when you can build stability and confidence and give students value, you know, that is so important. You know, we come to school, but it's more than just meeting the expectations of the parents. It's more than just saying, I'm going to go to school to get a job, but it's to make a difference. And once you get that stability, then nobody can take that away from you.
Exactly.
So now nothing but doors can be open, opportunities can be open. So it is so important. School and education is so important. And so I just thank God I'm a little bitty piece of it, you know. And I thank God that, you know, Eric is here, and it just, ooh, it just makes me feel so good. Y'all, I'm about to blow up.
Y'all are going to have to exchange numbers.
Yes,
so make sure you stay
to.
In touch.
touch,
yes,
right?
Yes.
The world has too many ways
yes,
to connect.
Yes, yes. He was young, but when I looked at him, he looks the same, even though I know he is mature. But he looks, Eric, you look the same.
He really does.
Yes, he does. And when I walked in, I didn't really look over in this direction. I looked at you. And then when I looked at him, it was such a blessing and a surprise. So, ooh, I just feel like I'm floating on the cloud right now.
You're going to have a great day today.
Oh, yes, I am. Absolutely, I am. This is such a blessing. And, boy, for you to tell me that is just, just blowing my mind.
You just keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you so very much. I do appreciate it.
Folks, Miss Emma White at Danville High School and my brother Eric White, we appreciate them both joining us today on the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment as we share about this special teacher and what she meant to my brother, and I appreciate her so much. He needed people like that in his life, and I'm glad that we could recognize Miss Emma White today. Here on the Mark White Show, folks, we're recognizing difference makers like Miss Emma White and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you're encouraged and inspired by this story and that you'll share it with your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you can, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our country and around the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to a very special edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.